Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
Raids by federal agents set fires and threw objects at police. L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna.
They were attacking police officers, deputy sheriffs, and causing a lot of destruction. If you are out here and that's what you're doing, there's a high likelihood you are going to jail.
CBS's Elise Preston says they were not in the majority.
There are a lot of peaceful protesters out there, but we did see people who were getting into law enforcement's face, using obscene gestures.
The demonstrators also upset over President Trump's decision to use a provision of the U.S. Code on Armed Services to override Governor Newsom and send in the National Guard. Legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
That federal statute does give the president broad authority, but it's very rarely used. And when it is used, it's generally used in consultation with the governor. So we are in somewhat of an unprecedented circumstance here.
We're just in from police in San Francisco. About 60 people there have been arrested in anti-ICE raid protests. President Trump's travel ban barring citizens from 12 countries from traveling to the U.S. takes effect today. CBS's Torian Small.
A lot of these places were the target of Donald Trump's ire on the campaign trail. So places like Venezuela, Haiti.
Visas will be restricted from 7 other countries. Trade talks between the U.S. and Chinese negotiators scheduled for London today. The BBC's Stephen McDonald.
After this phone call from Donald Trump and Xi Jinping, they've agreed to this meeting. And interestingly, just over the weekend, China has been issuing a few more licenses to sell rare earths to U.S. auto companies. That's crucial for them to be able to make their products. And it's seen as a bit of an olive branch from Beijing.
4 people were injured, 1 critically, when a twin-engine skydiving plane with 20 people on board crashed in Coffee County, Tennessee. Some were airlifted to hospitals. One woman watching from her back porch calls it a miracle the plane didn't hit a tree as it tried to land. The NBA Finals now tied at 1 game apiece. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander led the Thunder to a 123-107 victory over the Pacers with 34 points of his own on ABC.
It's a game of ups and downs. The season's full of ups and downs. The series is full of ups and downs. And it's about the team that can stay level-headed and get better throughout the experiences.
It was Oklahoma City's first finals win since the opening game of the 2012 series against Miami. Game 3, Wednesday in Indy. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. 7 people were injured in a Racine County rollover crash early yesterday. It happened at the intersection of McKee Road and Sunnyside Drive in the town of Dover. Kansasville Fire and Rescue got there first and found one person trapped inside of an SUV, with the others able to get out on their own. Several were taken to the hospital. The Racine County Sheriff's Office is investigating the crash. To cut costs, UW Parkside is consolidating. University officials say they hope to save up to $300,000 by merging its 4 academic colleges into 1 single college. That'll eliminate hundreds of thousands in administrative expenses. The change, approved by the Faculty Senate, is a response to falling enrollment and financial pressures. A new senior vice provost and dean will lead the merged college. Racine is gearing up for a week of Juneteenth celebrations. The parade will end the week Saturday. It'll start at 11 downtown and end at the Bryant Community Center. Organizers say the event is open to all, and they expect up to 3,000 people to join in on the festivities. There are other Juneteenth events this week. There's more on the city's website. Public input can be put forward tonight in Racine. What's called the Community Development Block Grant Advisory Board convenes. Matters like federal grant allocation and bike racks are on an agenda. Read all about that committee and how you can get involved online. Go deeper at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
What would your community be like without UW-Madison? The UW is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research. UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7, paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
It's the Brewers and the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight. The Brewers opening a three-game series at home against the Atlanta Braves. Veteran lefty Chris Sale on the mound for the Braves against Milwaukee's right-hander Aaron Savalier. The Brewers losing 1-0 yesterday to the Padres. Desperate to score a run. Pat Murphy admitted after the game he gambled, putting in a pinch runner in for Rhys Hoskins in the seventh, saying it was a mistake considering Hoskins could have had another at-bat in the ninth.
It's one of those decisions. Seventh, eighth, or ninth. Do you pinch run for your slowest guy? It backfired today. It wasn't the right call today, that's for sure.
NFL Packers minicamp begins tomorrow in Green Bay.
We got a great group of guys. They all know what the main objective is that we're trying to get done here. They know they're going to get those ops that are going to come their way. Some days, some guys might catch more passes than the other guys. It just might be the way it is. You know, I always tell guys, you know, I'm going to throw it to the guy who's open.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with an isolated shower or thundershower possible early to mid-afternoon. Our high right around 65. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to 55. Tomorrow, sunny and a bit warmer with a high of 72 by Wednesday. Sunshine with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Best job I could land when I graduated college was an Easter bunny at the mall. The biggest learn about being an Easter bunny: kids do not like the bunny. Moms, you want the picture with your kid and the bunny. That kid is used to seeing a fluffy little cute bunny. Goes to the mall, now it's 6 foot tall, doesn't blink. That's demonic. I had a toddler not wanting the picture with me. The mom is forcing him on my lap. The kid's already crying. Runs away, she pulls him back up by his shirt collar, throws him back on my lap. He's kicking, screaming, crying, trying to get away. She's strong holding him on my lap. This is going on for 10 minutes. I feel so bad for this kid, I finally yell. I'm like, hey, stop it. Leave him alone. He doesn't want it. But I'm in this giant bunny head, so all they heard was... And they still couldn't hear me, so I finally just rip off the bunny head. They both look at me traumatized. And that's the picture the photographer took.
The sun's rising, the coffee's burning. It wouldn't be morning without Dawn Rosen. WRJN.
Round, round, get around. I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round. I get around.
I get around.
I gotta find a new place where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone.
I get around.
Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. But if the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
Feel Good Bread. The Beach Boys. I told you this before. I couldn't believe those were the lyrics. I couldn't understand what they were saying, so one day I looked them up, and sure enough, I'm a real cool head making real good bread. And that's what he's saying. Hey, good morning. It's 10 minutes after 6. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me on this Monday. Monday morning, wow. Showers and thunderstorms in our forecast for today with a high near 68. Chance of more showers and thunder bumpers tonight, lows around 53. But a beautiful sunny day tomorrow with a high near 73. Right now, some clouds, 57 degrees here at Radio Park. Hey, coming up a little later on after 7 o'clock, two things are going to happen. It's our second and final week in our Scotty Text to Win Civic Media Contest. Your chance to win cash, Brewer tickets, and also vacation getaways to the Dells and Door County. Now, if you want a chance to win all that stuff, download the Civic Media app now, because at 7 minutes, about 7 minutes after 7, I'm going to give you the keyword for the day. You're going to be able to text that word to me and be qualified to win those prizes. Sounds good, huh? So download the Civic Media app now and look for WRJN on the radio list. Click on WRJN. I'm going to give you the keyword, and I don't know what it is yet. I didn't look yet. When I give you the keyword a little after 7 o'clock, text it to me, and you'll be in the running for those prizes, and it should be a lot of fun, all right? Also coming up, we're going to talk to Myra Fox, who's the chairperson for the Four Saints Family Festival. That's a new name this year. I never heard of that name before. It's the St. Rita's Festival, but now it's called the Four Saints Family Fest. We'll be talking to Myra coming up a little after 7 o'clock as well, right here at WRJN. Up right now, I got Steveland, Stevie Wonder. What's his, Steveland Hathaway? Was that his name? Something like that? Yeah. For Once in My Life at WRJN.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. Oh, once I can say this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me.
It's Steveland Hardaway Morris, not Hathaway, but Hardaway Morris, and Stevie Wonder, that's his name. What a great artist, still is a great artist. All right, a poll asked people if they'd like to be greeted and offered help when they enter a store. Now, sometimes when you go to, like, the Walgreens, they yell across the store, "Welcome to Walgreens." I kind of like that. It shows they know I exist, and I came into the store. Of course, they have greeters at Walmart, you know that. And only 8% of people said yes, they want to be greeted. 40% of people said doesn't matter. 52% of people said they do not want to be greeted. They do not like it. So only 8% of people said yes. Why don't you want to be greeted? Some say it makes them feel very uncomfortable to be greeted. Unless they need something, then they immediately become frustrated. No one's in sight. Why would you want to be greeted at the store? I love it when I go into Walgreens and they say, "Hi there, welcome to Walgreens." I know they don't mean it, but but it's really nice to be greeted and acknowledged, isn't it?
Once I had a pretty girl, her name, it doesn't matter. She went away with another guy. Now he won't even look at her.
Shannon, hats off to Larry, 617 Local News. Timeless hits here at WRJN. Well, showers and thunderstorms are in our forecast for later today. I don't like that. Highs near 68. Chance of showers and thunderstorms again tonight. Lows around 53 and sunny tomorrow. I like that. Highs near 73. Cloudy, 57 degrees right now right here at Radio Park. Hey, WRJN welcomes Racine's Harbor Fest back to rock the lakefront this week. Now, starting Friday, June 13th, and wrapping up on Saturday, June 14th, we've got live music from 9 bands, including a Foreigner tribute band, Feels Like the First Time. That's on Friday night. Bella Kane on Saturday night. See all the details at RacineHarborFest.com. Be sure to stop by and say hello to the gang here at WRJN. We'll be out there. I'll be out there, I think, Saturday 1 to 4, something like that. So we have games to play, tickets to give away. It should be a lot of fun. Yeah, I can't wait for that. Racine's Harbor Fest finally back to the lakefront, and we want to thank all the people who put that together. If you want to hear more about Harbor Fest, go to our podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, at WRJN.com. We also have civicmedia.us, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Search Don Rosen Show, and you'll see it there, a Harbor Fest interview we did the other day, and all the details about Harbor Fest are right there on that podcast. So check it out, all right? It's 618 at WRJN. Myra Fox coming up later on this morning. Speaking about things to do, the Fort Saints Family Festival is coming up. We'll talk more about that. So graduation time, right? A 14-year-old teenager in Texas graduated high school and is headed to the University of Texas at Arlington. She entered high school at age 10. She plans to study computer science and aviation. And by the way, her sister also graduated high school. Graduated high school at age 14. At age 10, when she entered high school, what was I doing at 10? I think I was learning to tie my shoes, ride a two-wheeler, and learning my ABCs. I think that's about where I was at that time.
Big deals.
June is packed with more savings thanks to WRJN Big Deals. Don't miss our Big Deals of the Day every Wednesday and Friday, featuring awesome offers from our local partners. And here's the secret to save even more. Keep listening to WRJN and the Civic Media app. Each of our hosts will share an exclusive promo code you can use all month long. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and stretch your budget further with WRJN Big Deal.
All right, here's my Big Deal promo code to save even more at checkout. You ready? This is real simple to remember. Rosen, R-O-S-E-N, Rosen. Next time we do this, I want big kahuna, I told him. That's what I want is my promo code, Big Kahuna. But right now it's Rosen, R-O-S-E-N. Use that at checkout when you go online and you'll save even more with your big deal.
This Father's Day, start the morning right with hot coffee, fresh donuts, and Dad by your side. It's Donuts with Dad at Just Brew It in Union Grove from 8 till noon while supplies last. Enjoy delicious donuts, fresh brewed coffee, and quality time with the guy who's always been there. Start a new family tradition. Bring Dad, bring the family, and make this Father's Day one to remember. Fresh, local, timeless. Just Brew It. Donuts with Dad. This Father's Day from 8 till noon in downtown Union Grove.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Looking to upgrade your home without breaking the bank? Come to Racine Liquidators for top brand appliances at unbeatable prices. Offering everything from refrigerators and stoves to washers, dryers, and small kitchen gadgets. All products have factory warranties ensuring quality and peace of mind. Layaway and easy financing options are available to suit your budget, plus convenient delivery right to your doorstep. Visit Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Located at 2000 Lathrop Avenue in Racine. Racine Liquidators, where quality meets affordability.
Another checkup? Why are so many people getting new puppies?
Dr. Kim's veterinary office is littered with cuteness.
We are booked solid for weeks, but who can say no to a puppy, right? Oh, who's your good boy? Oh, who's your? Oh,
she needs to find extra vet techs to get those pups some extra love.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, candidates can find it easier, so you can hire easier. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
Yeah, for me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed. From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
North Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long.
Is all around. 626 local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN. Not sure we all need to hear this, but did you know the United Postal Service, would like you to know that you do not need a box to ship a coconut or a potato. Just write the address on it, weigh it for appropriate postage, and ship as is. Johnny Carson once tried to do this with a human being. He got a model up there, wrote on her stomach where he wanted it to address to, and he put postage on it, and he shipped her. He actually said you could ship a human being like that. Just don't put him in a box. That's what Johnny Carson said. I remember seeing him do that. All right, Sam Cooke and the Chain Gang. Local news, timeless hits.
I hear something saying. Chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Till the sun is going down, working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives away, then you hear somebody say, that's the sound of the men working on the chain.
Cook and Chain Gang. It's 6:29. Local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. Time now for Pete with his beats.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Billy Joel has been famous for decades, but the fame came with a price. The first part of a new documentary just premiered at the Tribeca Film Festival about Joel's life called Billy Joel and So It Goes. The documentary is chock full of salacious details about his life, like the fact that Joel attempted suicide twice after having an affair with his best friend's wife. In the 1960s, Joel was in a band called Attila with his best friend John Small and moved in with Small, his wife Elizabeth, and their son. Joel said the relationship with Small's wife Elizabeth forth was a slow courtship, but eventually he had to tell his friend that he was in love with his wife. The friend was not happy and punched Joel in the face and sent him looking for a new place to live. Joel ended up connecting with Elizabeth a few years later and marrying her. The marriage lasted from 1973 to 1982. All great couples have an interesting story about how they met. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wow, you never know what you're going to hear with Pete, the entertainment Pete, huh? It's 6:30 on the noggin. Let's check our morning news. What's going on? Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. An SUV rolled over in Racine County early yesterday. It happened in the town of Dover, and 7 people were injured. 5 people were taken to the hospital, while 2 others were treated at the scene and released. Authorities say none of the injuries were life-threatening. The cause is under investigation. The motorcyclist who died in a Friday afternoon crash in Racine County has not yet been identified. Witnesses say the motorcycle was passing vehicles on Highway 20 in Dover when it left the road and hit poles along the road. And Kenosha County is shifting its strategy against the opioid crisis. A statement from the county executive says she's dissolving the opioid settlement advisory panel and moving towards taking action. The panel's final report came back saying those impacted by addiction need housing, transportation, and job support. County leaders say the transition from panel to progress will streamline efforts to disperse settlement money. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Racine, get ready. Charlie's Cheesesteaks is opening the first week of June at 4700 Washington Avenue to serve up flavor and opportunity. From sizzling cheesesteaks and that good old summertime lemonade to wash it down, Charlie's favorites are coming to town. They can't do it without you. Now hiring cooks and cashiers who bring the heat and hospitality. Send your resume to charlies2778@gmail.com and join the team. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, joining the neighborhood with great food and great people.
You make the difference. That's the title of a national initiative launched by the International Association of Fairs and Expositions, having an impact on county fairs near you. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. That's right, the International Association of Fairs and Expositions working to try to help uncover the value that county fairs bring to their community. Jamie Butke, Executive Secretary of the Wisconsin Fairs Association, says so far it's been well received in Wisconsin.
All 74 fairs of ours completed the information needed for the survey, and we turned around and offered a grant option for all of our fairs. We gave them a $1,000 grant, and they all submitted that so that they have the option to contact IFE, and if they want to purchase an economic impact study just on their fair, they could do that for $1,500, and we're, you know, covering the majority of the costs if they want to. And if not, then use it to update something else on your fairgrounds that can help you show what the economic impact is.
Jamie Butke, Executive Secretary of the Wisconsin Fairs Association. Some of the takeaways from this You Make the Difference national initiative should help county fairs when it comes to finding that next volunteer or that next fundraising effort. They'll all come back together January of 2026 and share their notes.
They say seeing is believing, and nothing catches the eye like the 7 bushel per acre yield advantage of Veltima fungicide over other fungicides. But don't just take our word for it. See it for yourself. Run a comparison of Veltima fungicide, enter the Real Results Yield Challenge, and experience the difference it makes in your fields. And when you share your experience with us, you'll get a chance to win a 2-year lease on a new truck. Sign up at yieldchallenge.basf.us. No purchase necessary. See official rules for details. Always read and follow label directions.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVet's Bovine Gold Light to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Gold Light keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Gold Light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
And young farmers in Wisconsin face unique challenges, and they wanted to share their story. Last week, 24 of our Wisconsin young farmers under the age of 35 took time away from their farming operation to share their stories. The Wisconsin Farm Bureau's Young Farmer and Agriculturalist event had them speaking to legislative leaders as well as USDA staff. While there, they also made a trip to the Mexican embassy to talk about trade dynamics and Mexican markets. More details on that story and others available now. MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
To mostly cloudy today with an isolated shower or thundershower possible early to mid-afternoon. Our high right around 65. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to 55 tomorrow. Sunny and a bit warmer with a high of 72 by Wednesday. Sunshine with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
The escalator definitely makes you look down on stairs. You're nothing more than an organized hill. The only thing worse than walking upstairs is walking up an escalator that's not working. What's the point? It's like having a dead butler. We all look so confused when we encounter the escalator that's not working. How am I supposed to get up there? I'm trapped! Help! Help! I don't like it when they separate the up and the down escalator. They do that in malls. You're like, well, here's the down escalator. Where's the up? Oh, that's conveniently located a mile away. Did you bring a canoe? Because there's a river. It's also amazing, after all our technological advancements, we still can't get the escalator handrail to go the same speed as the escalator. It's like my hand's going to get up there before me. See up there, hand? I'd wave, but I don't have a hand.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Love is here. And oh my darling, now you're gone.
Now you're gone.
Love is here.
Love
and oh my darling, now you're gone.
Now you're gone.
You persuaded me to love you, and I did, but instead of tenderness, I found heartache instead. Into your arms I fell, so unaware of loneliness that was waiting there.
You closed the door to your heart, and you turned the key, locked your love away from me. Took my hope. Look at me now.
Look at me. See what love that you have done to me. Look at my face. See how crying has left its trace. After you made me all your own, then you left me all alone. You made your words sound so sweet, knowing that your love I couldn't keep.
My heart cries out for your touch, but you're not there, and the lonely cry fades in the air.
Love is here.
The Supremes, local news, San Jose to WRJN 639. Looking for showers and thunderstorms. today sometime with a high near 68, more showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows 53, and sunny with a high near 53 tomorrow. Right, a kind of a muted sunshine right now, 58 degrees here at Radio Park. Just a quick reminder, coming up at 7:05, we have our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest here at WRJN. It's our statewide civic media contest. Download the civic media app right now. Don't wait till the last second. Download the app. It takes about 3 seconds to download, 4 seconds tops. And what you do is look on the list of radio stations, and you'll see WRJN. Click on it. And when I give you the keyword, about 5 minutes, 6 minutes after 7 o'clock this morning, text it to me, and you'll be in the running for some prizes. We have a Brewer tickets, $100 cash. We've got vacation getaways to the Dells and also Door County. So get ready to send that keyword to me. I'll give it to you a little after 7 o'clock at WRJN. So keep listening, all right? All right. Looking to bear all this summer, LawnStarter.com recently conducted a study to determine the American cities that are the best for naked bicycle riding. I didn't know that was legal. And they are in Philadelphia, Portland, Oregon, and Seattle. Remind me to skip Philadelphia, Portland, Oregon, and Seattle. Who wants to see that? It's 640 at WRJM with the Beatles. Local news, timeless hits. 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and 1400 everywhere. Beatles, Lady Madonna. It's 6:42. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Survey asks people say what contributed to a failed relationship. Now we got a list of things here. You might want to pay attention to them. Okay, the seven most popular culprits are clinginess. 43% said that was the number one reason. Clinginess, overuse of social media. It's good to know that was so high, 42%. Poor hygiene, no sense of humor, being too obsessed with their pet, poor manners, not liking a specific food, and not liking WRJN. That last one I threw in there. But that can ruin a relationship. Ah, Bob Dylan, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Looking for showers and thunderstorms likely today with a high near 68. Here's Bob, here's Lay Lady Lay.
Lay Lady Lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Whatever colors you have in your mind, I show them to you. And you see them shine. Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big breast bed.
on till the break of day. Let me see you make them smile. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Across my big brass bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
Oh, Bob Dylan, Lay, Lady, Lay. Remember the movie that came out about him? I forget the name of it already. It was good. Whatever it was a good movie. It came out last year. Good film about Bob Dylan's life. Up until when he turned electric. It was based on a book called Dylan Goes Electric. It was really good. I can't think of it. 647 local news, Timeless Hits at WRJN. It's a new ranking of the best smells in the world. These are the smells people like, and it makes them feel good. I got the top 20 here for you. Let's start at number 20. Jasmine came at number 20, preceded by mint, lilacs, the moment before it rains, apple pie, cinnamon, burning wood. I don't like burning wood. Doesn't make me feel good. I feel like the house is on fire. Citrus, wood, lavender, a real Christmas tree. Number 9, clothes fresh out of the dryer. I like to add vanilla, chocolate chip cookies, cinnamon rolls. Number 5, sea breeze, cookies fresh from the oven. Cold mountain air. Number 2, after it rains. And the number 1 smell that makes us feel good, freshly baked bread. Yeah, I don't find that too much in my house. But Jimmy John's is down the block, and they have the exhaust blowing out of the place. You can smell that. It says free smells right on the window at Jimmy John's, so that's good. All right, coming up, we have got Myra Fox is here from the Four Saints Festival, coming up, the Family Festival, this weekend, and at St. Rita's Parish. We'll talk more about that coming up. Plus, we've got the Civic Media Scotty Text to Win statewide contest. It will give you the keyword at about 7 minutes after, 5 minutes after 7 o'clock. Download the Civic Media app. Do it now. Click on WRJN and get ready to hear that keyword a little after 7 o'clock so you can win some great prizes. Do it right now. Don't forget. 648 at WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Hot weather is on the way, so make sure that you're cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling today to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, just $59, and the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that you're in tip-top shape for the hot weather ahead. They're your one-stop shop. Call them today at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001. Or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Racine Harbor Fest is back to rock the lakefront this Friday and Saturday. Two unforgettable days of nonstop fun, mouth-watering food, and live music. Friday night kicks off with the electrifying sounds of Feels Like the First Time, a tribute to Foreigner. The very first time. Then on Saturday, it's high-octane country from Bella Kane. Tickets are still available. Get yours now at RacineHarborFest.com. Don't miss this legendary lakefront party this Friday and Saturday. Racine Harbor Fest, presented by Coors Light. Please celebrate responsibly.
Set sail with Racine Riverside Marine, your one-stop destination for all things boating in the heart of downtown Racine. Whether chasing the thrill of a Robalo or the timeless beauty of a Dufour, they have the brands you trust and more. New, used, power, or sail, Riverside has it all. From expert boat servicing to secure indoor and outdoor storage, Racine Riverside Marine is more than a dealership. It's your boating partner on the Great Lakes. Racine Riverside Marine. Visit today at 950 Erie Street or RacineRiverside.com. Let the water be your playground.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Don't miss an extra special Bryce Terang Platinum Glove Brewers Bobblehead Giveaway on July 26th, courtesy of Wintrust, Wisconsin's Bank. The first 25,000 fans through the gates will collect the bobble. Get your seats now at brewers.com/giveaways. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Right above you, I can hear your music playing, I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you, oh my darling.
Not three times
on the ceiling if you want me. If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe,
means you ain't gonna show. On the ceiling
if you want me.
Mm-hmm.
Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh my sweetness, means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. Answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
There you go. That's Dawn. Tony Orlando and Dawn, Knock Three Times. I saw him in concert once, years and years ago, back in the 70s. And it was one of the best I've ever seen. It was a theater in the round. And he was playing with the audience the entire time. He had his group Dawn on stage. They would sing a song or two. Then he would play with the audience, run up into the audience. It was really good. It was the fastest 2.5 hours I ever spent, and we had a great time. I thought he was a great performer, Tony Orlando. Probably still is, too. Hey, it's been 12 years since Amazon announced they were planning to use drones to deliver stuff in the future. Well, the future is here, and that program had a rocky rollout. It's still available in a few select cities. They actually do deliver by drone. Now Amazon is working on technology to have your packages delivered by humanoid robots. They said it could be ready for real-world testing soon, and don't hold your breath. Could you imagine a robot coming up to your house, dropping a package on your porch? No, I don't think so. I like the old human kind, that they would leave it on the step. Not put it on the porch, but leave it on the step so everybody can see it. Hamilton, Joe, Frank, and Reynolds now.
Don't pour your love out on me, baby.
Doesn't that mean anything if I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees? Would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down cry for 100 years. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money. But don't leave.
Joe, Frank, and Reynolds, Don't Pull Your Love, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. A poll of parents found 3.5 is the toughest age for a road trip, so if you're planning any, keep that in mind. All right, you can drive with a kid in the car for 7 hours. That's it. Now, during those 7 hours, you'll be hearing 18 sibling fights, deal with 14 mini tantrums, and 22 are we there yet? I remember my dad, we used to do that all the time, my brother and I. We used to fool around in the back seat, then he gave us the look. And we had to be quiet for the rest of the trip. But, yeah, remember that? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Mamas and the Papas, here's Creek Alley.
John and Mitchie were getting kind of itchy just to leave the folk music behind. Saul and Denny working for a penny, trying to get a fish on the line. In a coffee house, Sebastian sat. And after every number, they and McGuire's just a-getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Saul is a daddy, you know there aren't many who can sing a song the way that you do. Let's go south.
Danny says, "Olly golly, don't you think that I wish I could play guitar like you?"
And McGuire's still a-getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass.
Cass was a sophomore plan to go to Swarthmore, but you changed your mind one day. Standing on the turnpike, thumb out the hitchhike, take her to New York right away. When Danny met Cass, he gave a love bomb. All Johnny saw, and that was the much from McQueen and McGuire. Couldn't get no higher, but that's what they were aiming at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play. Make up, break up, everything is shake up, yes, it had to be that way. Sebastian has all for me, spoonful. Shelton again, they get very tuneful. McGuinn and McGuire just a catching fire in